Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. And if you want to hear more than just this highlight from the show, become a Coast Insider and you can listen to the complete program, plus recent episodes about out-of-body experiences, the scientific search for extraterrestrial life, and biblical prophecies, which may have foretold our current state of global turmoil. So head on over to coasttocoastam.com and sign up for Coast Insider to catch up on what you may have missed from Coast to Coast.
Now, here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. We've got a great program for you tonight. Steve Gorham is an informative, engaging speaker delivering compelling, provocative programs to businesses, universities, diverse organizations. He's an independent scholar, researcher, futurist in the fields of energy and environmental policy, as well as a former engineer and business executive with 30-plus years of experience at Fortune 100 and private companies. He's the executive director of the Climate Science Coalition of America, which is an independent, non-political association of scientists and concerned citizens focusing on informing all of us about the realities of climate science and energy economics. His book, Outside the Green Box, is in my hand right now. Steve, welcome to the program. Good to have you with us.
Very good night to you, George, and great to join you.
I was just mentioning Climate Week, which just wrapped up in New York. What did they do, anyway?
Well, they had a lot of people there, a lot of dignitaries. Their goals from the website were that they were wanted to raise ambition, reduce climate change, and accelerate climate action. Some big notables, Tony Blair, former Prime Minister of England, spoke, Ban Ki-moon from the United Nations, actor Hugh Jackman,
uh-huh.
The Wolverine.
The Wolfman. Yeah.
The Wolverine spoke, and So quite a big group. Also, a big public relations deal. They claim 535 million people were reached and 300 news articles written. So kind of an interesting thing, but I would, and a lot of the folks there, I think, believe that if they change light bulbs, they can save polar bears.
Mm-hmm.
If we all drive electric cars, we can stop the oceans from rising. And if we build wind turbine towers, we can make the storms less frequent and less severe. And, George, we live in a modern age of superstition. There's really no empirical evidence to support those sorts of beliefs.
So they are definitely man-made global warming proponents, aren't they?
They are.
Well, I've never been a fan of that because, you know, I think, one, Steve, and I think you agree, we're polluting the planet. There's no question about that, and we need to fix that.
There's real pollution we need to fix. That's correct.
But I don't think the pollution is causing what they say man-made climate change. I think we're in solar cycles. I think this planet has been warmer during the dinosaur days, and we didn't have cars and all the carbons in the atmosphere and anything like that.
There are at least four periods over the last 10,000 years when it was warmer. Matter of fact, it was about 2 to 3 degrees Celsius warmer, according to a geologist, 8,000 years ago, and we've been gently cooling since then, although the temperatures go up and they go down. And, you know, the other thing about pollution, as you say, many people are conflating what I'll call real air pollution that can harm people or harm the environment. Things like carbon monoxide, nitrous oxide, sulfur dioxide, mm-hmm. mercury, particulates, with carbon dioxide, which is a odorless, harmless, invisible gas. And when I speak to groups, I like to say to them, what do cannabis growers know that climate scientists apparently don't know?
Why do you believe that there are so many proponents for man-made climate change?
Well, it's a bit of a long story. Back in 1988, Dr. James Hansen of NASA came and testified before Congress, and it was on a very hot summer day, and he said he was 99% sure that the Earth was warming and humans were causing it. He was a computer modeler. And within a year and a half, the United Nations formed the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. And just 3 years later, we had 41 nations and the European community sign a treaty saying they would reduce greenhouse gases. So in my opinion, the first thing is that the world kind of jumped to a conclusion quickly on this. But, you know, for the last 30 years or so, the computer models have been predicting very fast warming, and we haven't seen it. Temperatures have warmed just a little. Storms aren't stronger. The polar bears are doing fine. And then the second factor, though, is I think much of this is being driven forward by momentum, by money.
Mm-hmm.
We have wind and solar and biofuel industries. We have deans of sustainability at universities, vice presidents of sustainability at corporations. And there's over $250 billion a year spent every year on renewables to try and stop the planet from warming. So the first is the world jumped to a conclusion. Second is there's just a huge amount of money momentum behind all of this.
It's amazing what's been going on. And lately, the last couple of days, they've been talking about fears of 1 or 2 degrees affecting everything. What's going on with that?
Well, you know, that is really remarkable, too. Jay Inslee, governor of Washington State, just posted an article in CNN, quote, how to show Trump you care about climate change. And he's made statements saying that the forests are a lot warmer, and that's why we're seeing these forest fires. Well, we've had 1 degree of warming in the last 130 years. 1 degree.
1 degree.
That's it.
And I think it came from the sun.
Well, I think obvious. So, too. But that comes straight from the Climate Research Unit at East Anglia in England, the number one authority on this, 1 degree. So in the last decade, maybe we've had a tenth of a degree in Washington forests. And to say that all these forest fires are caused by a tenth of a degree change, I mean, that just doesn't make any sense. So people need to get a little perspective. There's probably other bigger factors at work, the way we take care of our forests, for example.
Are you concerned, Steve, that we're headed down the wrong direction here with climate change?
Oh, absolutely. This is a tremendous misallocation of resources. As you say, there are there are major pollution issues to be solved. Today, 80% of the world's wastewater is discharged untreated into lakes, rivers, and streams, the ocean. If you remember a few years ago in Brazil, the swimmers didn't want to swim in the water. And they're just building their first water treatment plants down in Brazil. So that's a real problem we need to solve. We have 2 billion people trying to live on $2 a day. 1.2 billion don't have electricity. We have 2.5 billion without proper sanitation. Millions die from disease. Yet we're spending all this money to try and keep the planet from warming. And the bottom line is the planet is dominated by natural factors, as you say, oceans, weather, driven by the sun. It's unlikely that we're going to be able to make a measurable difference with all the things they're doing in California and everywhere else on global temperatures.
There's no question that the groups that are pro or con what's happening with climate change keep butting heads. But I'm beginning to see at least more scientists beginning to feel the way you do, that we're dealing with a different kind of climate change.
Well, if you look at any of the predictions about climate change, and you see a lot of articles. You saw articles written about Hurricane Florence.
Mm-hmm.
And last year we had a couple major hurricanes. We had Harvey hit Texas. We had another one hit, I think it was Irma hit Florida. But if you look back at history, this has happened before. We've had 12 years since 1900 when two or more major hurricanes have made landfall in the United States. This is really nothing new. 170 hurricanes made landfall during the 20th century. And if you look at the actual evidence, you don't see that storms are either getting more frequent or stronger. The U.S. government also has data on droughts and floods. If you look for the lower 48 states over the last 100 years, there's no indication we're seeing more floods or more droughts. We had more droughts in the 1930s. We have three times the polar bears that we had in 1960. So the dire consequences are just not occurring as people are predicting, and people still write these articles, but they never show data comparing the past to the present.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.